Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hej och välkommen till Travel News Podcast. Just nu så pågår Nordic Business Travel Forum, tror jag det heter. Jag blir lite allmänt förvirrad här. Det är alltså affärsreseseminariemänniskor som träffas från hela Norden. 480 personer på Clarion Sign. Och Travel News är förstås på plats och vi fick en intervju med BCD Travels nordiska businessavdelning. Bland annat så pratar vi med, eller inte bland annat, utan vi pratar med Thomas Odén som är verkställande chef i Norden, Wolfgang Strassler som är vice president i hela Europa och Julian Enchadio, jag blir lite osäker där på efternamnet, han är hållbarhetschef. Och de har en prognos för affärsresandet framåt i Europa och världen. Och det är tyvärr att det är på väg neråt. Det är neråt på grund av att människor vill inte resa. Det finns recessioner i företagen som säger att de inte får flyga så mycket. Och då måste de åka tåg, då tar det längre tid. De blir borta längre, men det blir färre resor. Nu rullar bandet. Lyssna på intervju. If you start saying your name and your title.
Thomas Odén, Managing Director, Nordics.
And the company?
BCD Travel.
And your name is?
Wolfgang Strasser, BCD Travel, Senior Vice President, Europe.
Okay, so the last one here, you're the boss.
Yeah, I'm the master colleague.
Okay. What trends do you see in business travel at the moment?
Well, clearly in the last, say, 6 months, we see a strong increase of travel again, so many people more on the road. The type of travel we see is quite different from the past, so we see more complex travel. People are taking a longer travel with several stages instead of multiple short stays. So this is one. In Europe, in Central Europe, we see a clear tendency to on rail. So there's much less domestic air, for example, Germany or France. And in general...
Why is that?
Well, there are two reasons for us. First of all, there's a good thing of sustainability. So people do it by choice on their CO2 balance. But the other thing is really that we see that air travel sometimes has too much disturbances from last year. So they think in most countries, and I'm taking off my home country, Germany, rail is quite much more reliable to go as well.
But when there is problems going on train, when the train is departed or you want to move from another country, what do you do when they phone you? You know, when the train doesn't go as it should.
Yeah, well, our agents still can help the travelers when they are on the move. So all the service teams are there to reschedule. But I admit, of course, that sometimes for a train traveler, it's easier to find a solution at the station, at stage. Yeah. But still, if we come for a long distance or longer distance rail, which I think is a very high potential for the future, I think the infrastructure in Europe will depend more on multinational rail as well. We will see that this kind of rail will be a lot more reliable than the shorter domestic ones, what we see at the moment.
Can you see if the customers are more satisfied going on a train or going by plane?
No, we can't see that. We see that this is very much dominated by the travel policies. So many companies now giving order that certain city pairs are only mandated to go by train. Yeah, we assume that travelers sometimes would still like more to fly, of course, because mileage, prestige, whatever. But I think this time is gone. So there's a lot of also the other sustainability where companies really have an eye on what is the travel behavior.
Can you see any other big trends at the moment?
Well, we see that a lot of our customers are very much interested in combining traditional business travel with M&E, with meeting and events. So the meeting point gets into focus to get this also under procurement surveillance. We see, of course, now in the short term that Far East is opening up, which was absolutely down the last 3 years. So we see a strong increase also in Asian travel again.
Are we back to 2019's figures, or how far from them are we at the moment?
Well, we are close to them, but we will probably not reach them in our prediction this year. So we hope that we will be back really end of next year, if you compare month by month, but not this year.
Shall I continue with you?
Yes.
How?
You have a new person here.
Hello. I will finish up with you. Sorry. Tell me, is the same trends in the Nordic market?
Yes, I would say that. What we especially see is that the day trips has been reduced. So people don't travel day trips anymore. They combined trips with longer trips. And that also gives the fact that when you go for a trip, you stay longer, which also tends to put another name in place, pleasure. So when you go for a trip, you stay longer and you stay by the weekend as well to combine.
And how do you do with the cost when you have a pleasure working with you?
Well, it's cost redundant. So you have the trip back and forth. But of course, when you stay during the weekend, you need to pay yourself.
And are companies okay with this, or is it complicated? Or
no, it's not complicated. You pay it. You split what you have in your private portfolio, so to say, when you go on a trip, and what you have on the company portfolio.
The Nordics markets, if you take the different countries in the Nordics, is there any difference, or everybody doing the same in the Nordics?
Well, I think when it comes to domestic travel, and that preferably has been into Sweden and Norway, that has a substantial domestic travel, we can see decreases in Sweden especially. And you hardly ever go by flight to Göteborg. You preferably go by rail. So if you go, you go by rail. But of course, domestic travel in those countries has been reduced. You only go on daytime when it's needed.
So we're less traveling, business traveler in Sweden at the moment.
I would say in the Nordics you can count that around 30-40% less than back in 2019, and especially facing air.
Any other trends in the Nordics we should talk about?
Well, I think we have been quite fast adopters, but not maybe so different to the rest of Europe. But we can see that using the combination of digital products, Zoom and Team has changed the way we work. It was hardly impossible to get into digital meetings before COVID. Now it's socially accepted. Everyone accept to meet on Teams. So we do certain things when it comes to this kind of digital meetings. And then we try to do something else when we meet. And I think we haven't really figured that out, really. We are searching for that. And as Wolfgang was mentioning, these kind of combined meetings, meeting in groups, multiple purposes of the meeting, so you enlarge the meeting and do something else. We are still searching for that, I believe.
But still, we are 480 people here at the Clarion Sign. What does that say about the business?
Well, we love to meet each other, and we need to meet face by face. And as you recall, it has been some time as we met face by face, and I think that is one of the reasons why it's so many people here. We would like to get back and meet face to face. These big meetings, small meetings, as we see, continue to increase and really getting back. So you might say that individual travel is less, but we see a strong increase in meeting face to face. And obviously, what we did in the past in these kind of meetings, we need to think about doing something else, because we maybe do some of the boring things on the digital meetings and do the fun when we meet.
Okay, we have a new guy here. Who are you?
Okay, hello, my name is Julien Chanchu. I work for Advito. So Advito is the consulting arm of BCD Travel. So we are the subsidiary of BCD Travel. And I'm leading the sustainability practice. So I'm the senior director for sustainability by Advito. So my job basically is to explain my client how they can reduce the environmental impact of their business trips.
And what do you say?
So we have a very specific approach, I have to say, quite aligned with what my colleagues say. So we have a three-step strategy for all our clients. First, manage demand, which is a polite way to say travel less. We have to accept that. This is the only way to reach our climate goals. Second, travel better. Train, of course. Better aircraft. Some airlines are much better than the others, and that has to be taken.
How could you, when you don't know if you will have an old plane or a new plane until you get on the plane?
It depends. There are tools now that enables you that calculate precisely the emissions. We have launched by Advito and BCD a partnership with a company called TripKix, which means that in Concur you can have the exact emissions of an aircraft. So it's a good way to nudge the traveler and to explain what are the best emissions.
But if Lufthansa change the plane, what will you do?
So
I have been traveling a lot, you know. I was going to go on a Lufthansa and something else comes up. Not Lufthansa, but SAS.
So you have the tactical piece and the strategic piece. The tactical piece is what I described. So if tomorrow Lufthansa buys new aircraft, it will be seen in Concur and we will show lower emission. That's the tactical piece. The strategic piece is more for a global decision like an RFP. We have some airline rankings, for example, and some airlines like Virgin Atlantic, for example, they have pretty much only new aircraft. So when you fly Virgin and Transatlantic, you are pretty sure to make a good choice, I would say. So you have two aspects, I would say. And then you have the hotel. Some hotels are more sustainable than the others. The cars, electrical cars, are globally better. So it's all this approach that we provide to our customers.
And the customers, they like these electric cars?
Sorry?
The customers, do they like the electric cars?
Yes, but the supply is not there, I have to say. That's why we are careful when you look at the figures. Just 2% of their rentals are electrical. Not their fault. It's because the supply is not there in many cities.
I heard that SAF, when you have it in an airplane, where it's covered 2% of the total demand in the world. What do you say about that?
Unfortunately, it's not true. It's more 0.01%. So today, it's very low. We support SAF to some extent, providing it's a good SAF, because SAF is not good by definition. You can have the good SAF and the bad SAF made of palm oil, for example. But we are a bit against the SAF hype in the industry, because when you hear the industry, you have the impression that it will solve all the industry issues. Unfortunately, we doubt it can be scalable. So yes, we promote it. If it solves 3% of our problem, that's great already. But I think we'll never reach the day where SAF can fulfill 60% of our needs.
Do you think that the Paris goals are possible to reach or not?
They are, if we are serious. And being serious means accepting that we have to find a new model with less aircraft, typically. I think this is the only way forward. It's hard for us to say that, and you can believe we are objective when we say that. But I think we can live and thrive without growing. So I think it's a fundamental question. Should we grow or should we thrive? That's kind of different. And do we need to grow to thrive? The answer, I think, being no.
Okay, I'm going to finish off. Sorry.
Just coming back to what about, I don't know, sorry I'm late because some of your people holding up over here.
No worries.
Coming back about the situation, how about the staff situation? Everybody's been talking about how hard it is to get new people on board now. What is your situation in BCD?
Well, in the Nordics, it has been tremendously hard because as many has been also old, they left the industry. And also to the fact that they, during COVID time, was laid off, they searched for other jobs. So there is less experienced agents. So we have started to educate and train new people coming on board to the industry. And we also have gained some new staff coming from the leisure industry that is also trained into business travel. So we have a lot of new people coming on board. And that inspires also the one that is still working within the industry, so it has been a good experience. Of course, we have started to focus then in a larger extent on training, onboarding, learning, and preparation of this, because you might say that a very big extent of all agents is new to business. We talk about 50-60% in some countries is new to business.
So how does that impact on your service level?
And well, yeah, I would say there's also another dimension I would mention, because in the past, and this is a positive really development, in the past we have been very much dependent to find people around our offices because they were used to have to commute. These days we can hire basically people everywhere, so we define the skills. Do they, should they have technology education? Do they have a bachelor? Do they have, what kind of language skills do they have? And when they meet the skills, we can hire them basically everywhere, because communication facilities have improved so much that we virtualized all our teams. So this is a great opportunity for us, and we saw a complete new generation, but also type of people joining us. It's not the travel agents anymore. It is someone who wants to work in this dynamic, globalized business with a lot of opportunities in travel somehow, which is really good, and really, really clever people have been joining up. And that also makes them the positive on the service side, because these people, they have also a different attitude in servicing the people. They might not really know how to exchange a 10 coupon around the world ticket at the beginning. Yeah, that's obviously something you have to educate special people. You are more on specialized skills than you have been in the past, where everyone should do everything. But I think our service levels are good again, so we have very well managed that. But there's a huge training effort, just as Thomas said, that we have to continuously develop the people on the systems and on the travel skills.
I heard from other TMCs that they are a little bit, have a little bit problem with the clients to get them to understand your transaction. Each transaction had taken longer because now it's more complicated. So how do you see the willingness from your clients to pay more in transactions fee or whatever kind of fee they're paying? Or do you see a new payment solution from your clients in the future?
I mean, if we would not be able to make our clients visible what we are doing for them, then we would not have a right to exist anymore. So we are doing that. It is really that you have to argument by facts and figures. Yeah, you can see, you can have the call statistics where you see the calls are longer. You have more services per call that are requested. And when you do that, yeah, and when you do the maths properly, then clients accept that they get more solution. They get more help. They get more service. And they accept that the pure ticket number only cannot be the base payment for the basis for payment anymore. And we're coming to quite interesting new models and finding out different, also not really payment models. Yeah, maybe payment models, but where we get, again, an adequate funding for our services. And this is the core thing what we do. And it only works in dialogue with the clients. And that's one of the reasons why we appreciate shows like this, because you can really get into detail with the clients about that.
Have I forgotten something that I should have asked that you want to tell us?
The consulting gentleman.
Oh, wait. Oh, you're satisfied?
Yeah, well, one thing I can say. It's still about my topic, about sustainability. I have to say I see a positive trend in the industry, more on the client side. So I have to say I'm very surprised that our clients are so serious on sustainability. I can name a few because they made some public commitments. Pfizer is one of our top clients, and they have committed to a decrease in business trips emission by 50% by 2030, which is huge, with very strong goals by department. And if you exceed your budget, you are not allowed to travel anymore. So that's highly serious. LinkedIn is implementing an internal carbon price, which is something that I think no one could have imagined just 2 years ago. So the trend, at least on the client side, is very positive, which makes me confident about the sustainability goals of our industry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have one more thing. Yeah. And that is about that it's easy to point the finger to the TMC when we talk about SLAs, but nevertheless, think about what is the prediction of travel? What do our clients know about this? And it's so unpredictable, and if you don't know what volumes you might expect, it's really hard to plan the business as well. So it's really into for the industry right now to be better in prediction together with the clients. And we have, during the COVID time and the recovery here, established a strong relationship to our clients to plan that properly. So service level is fine.
Okay, we're going to take a picture. Thank you. Ja, det var en intervju med Travel News podcast, och bläddrar du bakåt i systemet finns det hur många intervjuer som helst med olika människor i reseindustrin. Och prenumerera gärna på Travel News Podcast, då får du löpande information om när vi gör en ny uppdatering. Tack så mycket för att du lyssnade och ha en fortsatt bra dag.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.